This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:13. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And now we're moving on to the criticism that high flight fares to Sabah and Sarawak are getting. This is particularly as the Raya season approaches. So we're looking at what some possible avenues are to bring those fares down. So following all of the outcry, people saying that the increase of the fares being up to 500% more, there have been calls from the government, particularly the Prime Minister as well as Transport Minister Dato' Sri Dr. Weekar Siong, to see what can be done, how to bring those flight fares down. So the airlines and stakeholders are currently in discussion about the best methods to reduce this airfare. But there are also, of course, issues in terms of the industry itself and their struggles and what has been really a tough 2 years for them. But that said, the counter argument to that, of course, is that for a lot of people, this is actually a pretty difficult time as well. It's probably the first time in a long time that they'll be able to go home for Raya. And so these very high prices are really being seen as not very customer friendly, not empathetic. That's come up a lot as well. So we're going to get into it and really understand from the point of view of the industry, how this might work. What are some measures that we could look at? If you have thoughts on this, do weigh in. You can call 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Shukor Yusuf, founder and analyst at Endow Analytics. Shukor, good to have you with us. So according to media reports, tickets to Sabah and Sarawak for the Raya break have increased by up to 500%. What have you observed in this regard?
I think it's a natural tendency for airlines anywhere in the world to subject airfares to certain conditions and price bands when the arrangement calls for it. In this case, it means during festive seasons, during holiday periods. So it's not something uncommon that I have seen.
So that's exactly it, right? It's not really uncommon for flight prices to be higher during festive seasons. But how does this price hike compare to previous years?
One thing that we need to take into account is that we are coming out of a two-year, very difficult period brought about by COVID. And airlines are one of the worst sufferers from COVID. The industry has taken a huge beating. Some airlines have gone bust. And the industry is still reeling from it. We're not out of the woods yet. And so this cannot compare to anything that we have seen in the past, including SARS in 2003 or other financial crises or other forms of crisis that we have seen in history. So this is totally unprecedented. And so the airlines are doing whatever they can to try to recoup the losses that have incurred and try to mitigate also the rise in fuel prices that we are seeing in the marketplace now.
So if we take a step back, could you help us understand the various factors that go into determining flight ticket prices?
The structure of an airfare is not exactly straightforward, but at the same time, it's not rocket science. I think you have the basic fare. For example, if you key into any website, if you're buying a ticket from Malaysia Airlines or AirAsia, then you can see the breakdown. So it's, you know, how much you have to pay for the actual flying on board the aircraft per person, per head. And then you have things like fuel surcharge, which have been implemented because fuel oil prices have gone beyond a certain threshold. And then you also have something like passenger service charge in Malaysia. And you have service tax, you have regulatory service charge, which goes to MEFCOM. And so these are all the additional fees or amount of money that goes into the typical airfare when a passenger books online with any of the carriers in Malaysia or even overseas.
So rising oil prices have been cited, of course, as one of the reasons for the high prices as well. How big a factor is this, and are we then likely to see these higher fares continue?
Well, typically, an airline operation, it takes about a third of fuel charges into account. So fuel accounts for about a third of any airline's operation. So that's around 30 plus percent of the operation. So that's huge. So when you're looking at something like that and you look at the uncertainty that we are facing in the oil industry at the moment, brought to some extent by the war in Ukraine, and there's not many way to go about it or to maneuver out of this difficult position that we are in. And it applies not just to airlines, but also to other forms of transportation. We've seen costs going up at the petrol pumps as well. And similarly for the shipping industry and for other modes of transportation that depend on crude.
Much of the criticism really centers around the fact that many people haven't been able to see their families for 2 years and that this is a particularly difficult time for airfare to be so high. How can the airlines balance this with their own economic concerns?
We live in an open society economically, so it's an open economy. It's driven by market forces, supply and demand. And I think to ask for airlines to reduce fares and also, in order to placate what people want, I think that's unwise. I think it's even wrong, in my view, because it's not an airline's interest to look after passengers' welfare, other than when they're flying on board the aircraft and their safety and all that. But whether a passenger can afford to fly given a certain airfare that's being offered, then that's not for the airlines to decide. It's an open market, so they work on that basis. Unfortunate that might sound, and cruel or brutal that might sound, but this is the way we live in. Unless we're about to go into a socialist economy where somebody incentivizes or somebody tops up the differences that the airlines are losing in terms of, for example, crude prices. And then that's another thing altogether. But under the circumstances, the way we've operated all this well is that the airlines will do whatever is required of them to do. It's an open economy, as I've said, to dictate or to structure airfares according to the demands in the marketplace.
So Prime Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob has called for an investigation into whether these high airfares violate the Price Control and Anti-Profiteering Act. How common is it for this sort of violation to occur with airlines?
There have been cases of airlines profiteering to an extreme extent where they are going beyond a certain threshold, a certain mark, and do things, unscrupulous things, I might add, where it greatly affects the airfare. That has occurred from time to time, not often, thankfully, but it has happened. And so for the Prime Minister to come up and suggest that this high fares that we are seeing, especially to East Malaysia from the peninsula, is something that we should welcome, because it shows that the government is paying attention to the vagaries of the airline industry, especially in terms of airfares. But also at the same time, I think we need to be very cautious about unnecessary interference from the government on an industry that is unable to cope well if there are hidden hands or interference from the government. I think it has to be left to its own accord. I think that's how the airline industry has performed for many, many decades. And I think that's the best way forward.
Now, Transport Minister Dato' Sri Dr. Vikas Yong has actually been in discussion with various stakeholders on this issue. What solutions would you like to see from this, especially given that the industry is still in recovery as well?
I think we need to be very pragmatic in our approach to, one, helping airlines to recover as well as they can, and two, wanting to not disrupt the way Malaysians travel, not forgetting that we are separated by the South China Sea between East and Peninsula Malaysia. So there are several areas I'm inclined to think that we can try to mitigate some of these unnecessary or perhaps extreme hikes in airfares. I think what the government can consider, and this is what they can do while not actually implementing or make it into a policy, because I don't think that's the right way to go forward for governments, is to suggest to airlines to perhaps lower airline tickets by perhaps doing away with some of the taxes or this regulatory charges that have been imputed into any airfare. What I'm saying is you can't do away with fuel charges, surcharge, because fuel is very uncertain and airlines have to react accordingly whenever they go up, whenever they go down. Right now, they don't have much of a choice apart from imposing fuel surcharges. But other parts of the mechanism, the passenger service charge, the service tax, the regulatory service charges, and so on, can be adapted or restructured in a way that it lessens the burden on the passenger without hurting the airline. And so you need to think both on the side of the airline as well as the passenger, the commuter that's using the services. That's probably one of the ways. And number two, I think we've been facing this difficulty with fuel surcharges, with the hikes in oil prices. So one of the things that Malaysia ought to consider seriously is to establish a long-term energy policy that focuses on lowering fossil fuel costs. Because by doing this, you're not going to see the impact immediately, but over the next 20, 30 years and so on, I think you will see the benefits of this, because then you will have a policy that's, you work towards a certain trajectory that's going to wean ourselves away from crude oil, or work along such a framework where, you know, it will become ultimately cheaper using other forms of biofuel, for example.
And in closing, do you see airfare prices going back to pre-pandemic rates anytime soon?
I doubt it very much. That's because I think we are in a new environment of uncertainty, not just in Southeast Asia, but across the world. I think the 2 years that we have gone through COVID have been permanent, i.e. the damage that COVID has wrought upon the industry is permanent, and not just the airline industry, but to our lives as well, and to our society, and to the way we view things in pre-COVID times. And so we need to have a new way of adapting ourselves to the new environment, especially when there are so many unseen risks going forward, as well as a lot of uncertainty and dangers that are lurking from places that may seem very distant from us, but in many ways are affecting our lives. And this also takes into account the higher interest rates that are happening all over the world, and which will have a very strong impact on our economy as well. And so that those are some major things, key things that we need to take into account as we try to chart our way into a path where we can try to alleviate or try to move away some of the dangers that are going to be present as we go into 2023.
Shukur, thanks for speaking with us today. That was Shukur Yusuf, founder and analyst at Endow Analytics, speaking to us about the calls to bring down the flight fares to Sabah and Sarawak as the Raya season approaches. Do weigh in. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.